Hello, hello, hello.
Okay, we are here.
Back on a Wednesday.
Back
Look
on a
at
Wednesday. Back on
us.
a Wednesday.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Girl Chat Sports with Mo and Mel. We hope you are doing well on this Wednesday. I know I'm tired. I think everybody, it's been a long, I feel like it's been a long week and it's been a
Long
short
week.
week.
Yeah.
We've had short weeks, but it's been long. Today was like a Monday for me, so I'm just trying to get through. I'm just trying to get through.
As
Anyway,
best as you can, as best
as
as you
best you
can.
can. You
Right.
know, we're going to talk about some hot topics. We'll talk about some football. We've got definitely the playoffs to talk about. Some Vegas sports news that came out that's pretty big. But we first got to talk about, so me and Mo last week, we had a wish. Our wish was that the Super Bowl would not bring the Dallas Cowboys here because we did not want to see a bunch of those stars and those fans dressed up in every kind of whatever combination of gear they had coming to Las Vegas. And we got our wish.
Oh yeah.
Shout out to Jordan Love and the Packers for bringing that to fruition. I mean, this is the reason for the show here. We are peeping in just like Stephen A. This is what it's about. That game for our, my, hey, listen, people kept saying, oh, where's your team at? I go, you know what? My team wouldn't have made it this far. And even if we did, I don't think we would have beat them. But I'm glad the Packers did. And I'm happy. And that, for just for that reason alone, makes me excited about the rest of the season, about the playoffs.
Oh, me
I'm
too.
excited
I
about
mean,
it.
it's one of the
Yeah.
biggest upsets. You got a seventh seed team that beat a Green Bay team. I
Yeah.
mean, that beat a Cowboys team
And when does
again.
that happen? When does
And every
that
time Cowboys hit the 12th win, they swear they're going far. This is the last, this is the third season that they had 12 wins and didn't go nowhere. No further than the ceiling.
Hello. Hello. Just go back and check our Instagram. Get the
I
reel because it was
mean, they
hilarious.
got dominated by an Aaron again. Aaron Rodgers has owned them. Now Aaron Jones owns them.
How many
Y'all
touchdowns do you
can't win
have?
with an
Like three
Aaron.
touchdowns?
Yes. Can't win with an Aaron. This is how it goes.
Mean, what can you do? Do you really? And then what came out today, though, Dallas is keeping their head coach. Head coach McCarthy is staying in Dallas for another year.
Well, of course he is. Bill Belichick was not going to take that job. There's no way he could be a yes man to Jerry Jones. No coach could.
Well, Bill Belichick also said he wanted a challenge. And I think Dallas is not a challenge because you know the end result.
Right.
You're not
You're
working
not
with
going to
us
be
there.
able to coach. That's going to be the
Yeah,
end
you
result.
gotta have to deal with the JJ up above, you
Yeah.
know? What would JJ do? That's pretty much
Yeah,
what you've gotta
JJ's
go
got a
with.
mouthpiece in. I know Mark McCarthy's got an earpiece with Jerry Jones at the end of it with the mouthpiece in. Like, run this one, do this. No, don't do that.
I
Who
mean,
needs
how
it?
could, oh, lordy,
He's the perfect
lordy,
yes man
lord.
coach.
He
Perfect
is,
one.
he is.
He
so I
is.
had to show this video. Of course, this was a spoof on the Vegas court judge that got assaulted in Vegas. But also, I wanted you to take a listen to the other side of the screen because this man's spitting facts. Like, listen, Dak can still take his team to the Super Bowl. Dak can still take his team to the Super Bowl.
You look at the stats, you'll see that Dak can, in fact, get the Cowboys to the Super Bowl. There are 53 players on the Cowboys roster, along with 12 coaches. The average Super Bowl ticket costs $8,837. So that means getting the Cowboys to the Super Bowl, along with transportation and lodging, costs approximately $671,905. Dak makes $40 million a year. So as you can see, getting the team to the Super Bowl won't be an issue for Dak.
No. Travel expenses and lodging, exactly. You can go to the Super
I
Bowl,
mean,
but you're
you
not
make
playing
40
in the
million
Super
a
Bowl.
year. Like you could
Yeah.
easily take half of a million and get your whole team there. Set them
Yeah.
up. Set them up.
Yeah. Exactly right. But that meme is forever with the judge because that's the thing.
Forever.
That's how Dallas fans were feeling. They were all
Yeah.
feeling that way.
They were all up in their feelings, like You saw there was a, they had like a CES was showing like the Unbreakable TV or something, and they were showing like who's Dallas fans giving up their credit cards, of course, for that. You know, it was good. It was good, good, good. And sorry to the Dallas fans out there, but like I told Stephanie Washington, we love Swash. Is you're used to this. This is what you're used to. Bless you. You're used to this.
Thank you.
So ain't nothing new for them. They understand. They know what's happening every year. They wish and they hope, but you know, that's just something that happens. We got to also talk about this, the interview that the Bucks head coach did when the female reporter asked about the temperature in Detroit.
It's been a factor in some of the playoff games, even for the most prepared teams. Today it's 13 in Detroit, which doesn't compare to some of the temperatures we tend to talk to. Any special plans to acclimate the team to not only endure but perform in those kind of frigid temperatures should you face them in Detroit?
You do know we play indoors, right? And they got a dome. I don't no. Nothing planned. We're indoors, and we only have to be outside for 20 seconds getting off the bus, going under the things.
I mean, I will give credit to the coach for just, you know, taking it, you know,
to the chin easy. And not calling her out and clowning her. He was just like, you know, we're only probably going to be outside for just a second.
Like 20 seconds, just indoor. For a quick walk to the stadium. And, I will say I read some stuff about that. I guess there's some, might've been like some like low staffing in Tampa for their sports reporting, and that maybe a news anchor had went out there to conduct an interview. Maybe she wasn't as abreast on sports, but I mean,
what's up, Goose?
You know,
you're right.
You got to really be able to know at least do a little bit of research.
As even indoors playing in Detroit,
any reporter, if you're gonna, any reporter is gonna ask, at least do a little research beforehand.
But do you not know, as long as Detroit's been playing at home games, that it's not indoors?
You didn't watch them beat their first, their one playoff team, like you did.
You see nothing on the turf, nothing. To indicate that they're outside. It wasn't like Buffalo.
What's up, Donnell? Hey, Jonathan. Yeah, this thing. And they pay these people a ton of money to ask these dumbass. I mean, I like I said, it's ridiculous.
I've been like, who let you in? I probably would have done the forever meme with Mike Tomlin to that. Looked at her and just walked.
I got Mike Tomlin's too. Right. That's what you needed, the additional one. Here's the Mike Tomlin one.
Just so. A year left on your contract.
Facts.
I mean, the sad thing is it was both women in sports, which makes me feel terrible because I feel like, well.
They don't represent us. We weren't in the room.
They're not.
So they're not us. So no.
And this is why we have our careers elsewhere.
They need to get it right and tighten up. I'm like LeBron. It was just,
I mean, the women in Vegas know better questions than that. The women that we see in our sports networks are better equipped than that. It's almost just saddening to see. So, exactly. Yeah. Hopefully, this next weekend with the divisionals, we'll see a little bit better questions, or at least they won't become internet trending items. So
I hope not. But they're forever me. Forever me.
And whoever released that one to begin with, that's the real pettiness right there. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But shout out to the content creators, and the internet stays undefeated for doing that, Dak fans with the judge situation.
Man,
the way they did that was so perfect. It just went like.
I swear, flawless. It's like you see things and you're just like, wow, how they do this? Like, I need to up my skills or something, because.
Donnell asked questions at the new media. No, it's not, because we're not like that. So I don't know if that is the new media or not. But you get guys asking some dumb questions like that. I remember LeBron at his press conference grabbed his sunglasses, briefcase, headed out, and told the guy to do better.
Brought his whole merce with him and walked out that day.
Yeah, I was like, do better. I don't ask me
crazy. Shout out to Jonathan Watson in the chat. We appreciate you, Derek, Bruce. We appreciate seeing you back here. Great insight last week. Listen, it's just Bruce asked if he was right about his picks. I didn't write them down, but I feel like you were, except I think
I only missed one.
He said Texans We both missed the Texans.
Yeah, I think we both went on Browns on Texans. That was the only one I missed.
You took the Packers, which I
sure did take the Packers, and I'm taking the Packers
again. Yeah. Oh, but you, yeah, you know, you got two because you picked the Bucks too.
Yeah, I sure did. I went with Tampa Bay. You won. Because Eagles were already on a downhill spiral.
Yeah,
that was terrible. To me, their loss was not as worse as the Cowboys' loss. I wasn't really devastated by Philly.
I wasn't devastated. I was just more surprised. I didn't realize Baker.
I was surprised they lost by that many points.
This is the Baker I was trying to root for in Cleveland. This is the Baker I wanted to see back then. And now I'm seeing it for the Bucks, and I'm just like, wow.
No, change is good. This change has been good to him. I mean,
good. More than good.
37 last year. Yeah, come on.
Over 300. It said the only other quarterback in Bucks history that threw for over 300 yards. What name was Tom Brady? That's the only other person in Bucks history. Come on now. Yeah.
But the thing of it is, really? This is a good change. This is what Baker needed. It's working for him.
And it looks good on him.
It does look good on him.
Yeah. You know, hey, what else can you do? Yeah, yeah, but those Eagles, unfortunately. And then there was the rumors that Jason Kelce is going to retire. He came on his podcast today saying that he hasn't made that decision yet, although I think we all know that's what's coming, but he wants to do it like in a formal way and be able to thank all the right people and do all the right things. But in the meantime, Kelce pulled up to his favorite McDonald's and gave his favorite employee a signed jersey.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Can you imagine
showing up for work one day and Jason Kelce come through? Apparently he always comes through, but this time you get the signed jersey off his back from the game he just lost a couple days ago. So,
man, he must come to McDonald's or wherever that is quite often.
Because he said it was his favorite employee.
Yeah, they have a favorite. You pulling up all the time. You are.
That's a lot. Yeah. That's a lot.
It is.
Man. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, what else did we miss? We saw the Texans, the young team, take down the Browns. We talked about that. The Bucks, Steelers lost to the Bills. I don't think anybody was surprised there, but I think the weather is what surprised a lot of people. There was a bunch of blizzards and snows happening over the course of this weekend.
I mean, this is not the first snow game that Bills have had. No. Where they had to shut down a game before like this. This seems like,
but to be delayed.
They've done this before.
Fans were scooping the game. They did this last season. They're sledding down their chairs to get in. It was weird though because you're seeing the highlights of people trying to, you know, scoot snow to get to their seat. But then once the game started, it was like there's no snow in the entire place. Where'd it all go? Like who?
Like the body heat just melted, and they made them all in the snowball. Like,
right. But in the meantime, it's freezing waters and it's not freezing. It's not keeping the snow around, which was crazy. And can you imagine spending $15 to $25 on your beverage of choice, whether it be water or beer, and you literally must have like 5 seconds to drink it or it's frozen? Or my thing is like, at this point, does a koozie now keep your beer warm enough so that you won't freeze? Or
I'm bringing one of those warm up thermoses, battery operated ones that heat up at the bottom. I'm bringing that one that they have on Amazon.
Yeah, here's the water picture for anybody who didn't.
I'm just drinking more beers. Yeah, that's insane.
Like, what do you do with that?
Yeah, you can't.
What are you supposed to do with that? No. Oh, my goodness.
You can't.
Yeah.
You can't. But shout out to the fans. I mean, in Bills Stadium, shout out to them sliding down the steps, making that like a slide, making that look like fun, you know, the snowball fights, all of that.
It looked good. It looked real good. I mean, besides being frozen.
Yeah, the Steelers definitely had an opportunity, but I think the refs are too scared if the fans throw snowballs at them that they want to make, you know, this game kind of go there in their favor, because there were some calls that were very questionable and calls that they missed. A lot of holding on the Steelers, on the Bills side of defense to the Steelers. Like, there were times and opportunities that there should have been penalty flags and there weren't. And again, I'll say that the refs were scared that fans were going to throw snowballs at them like the last time. So,
I mean,
whatever it is, I mean, Steelers weren't going to go too far because the way the outlook looks for the next picture, the next journey on, they got to play the Chiefs. They would never make it to the Chiefs. You know what I mean? So
You also have the Dolphins Chiefs game that was also super cold. You have Mike over there looking like MD.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, Dolphins couldn't hang. And let's talk about the Peacock. The Peacock situation had people in an uproar, okay? First of all, most of people that have any kind of sports package already pay an extreme amount of money for whatever. Peacock was $5.99. I know for a fact they got like a 3-day trial period. So if nothing else, you could have got yourself Peacock for the day to watch the game and not BS and complain and complain and complain. $5.99. Watch the game.
Cancel. I mean, I don't know anybody that complained. Everybody I know got Peacock, so we didn't have no struggles over here. I mean, Chucky show.
I got a Peacock hook, so I'm good. Yeah.
Peacock.
And it was a lot of people on there talking about
Well, it's the most profitable. I heard people talking, but I don't know who those people are. I'm like, those people obviously they ain't watching the shows I'm watching, but yes. Not for nothing. The streaming of that and the viewership earned them money. Like that was probably money. The most
And you know it's gonna happen ever. Again. Yeah. And you know it's gonna happen again.
I mean, if y'all not watching Bel Air and the Best Man Weekend and all that stuff, I mean, I don't know why you didn't have Peacock.
Found is my favorite on there right now. I love.
And I was watching the Chucky series, so I don't know. I mean,
whatever. Well, Law and Order and all that come back tonight too.
Yeah, they're all on there. Come Everything's on there. That's why I'm like, who didn't have Peacock? But
it's $5.99. It's probably the cheapest streaming service out there. I'm absolutely. Just saying, so
yeah, carry on.
Carry on.
Ridiculous.
Listen, NFL coaching is going around. Obviously, Belichick isn't going to Dallas, but you know where will he go? He wants the challenge. I guess
is he going to Atlanta?
Atlanta wants him. We don't know. Harbaugh though interviewed for the Chargers and the Falcons. The Seahawks. I don't even write it down because it was they had a whole list, and there was a bunch of like there was a couple great names in there, offensive, defensive coordinators throughout like about 5 or 6 teams. I guess we'll see what happens. Really, it's gonna.
Yeah, I mean the Raiders were sitting on the edge of our seats. We know, you know.
What's the deal? Because the rumors.
Well, we got Antonio Pierce's interview today or yesterday, and then Champ Kelly had his interview yesterday. And you know what they're doing is they invited another black coach to be interviewed today because we've got to put in the Rooney Rule in order to make this whole process happen. It's a different scenario with the Patriots acquiring their new African American coach. Because that was in his contract that he was going to do that. So that's the difference. So with the Rooney Rule, you know, not only do they have to interview Antonio Pierce, but they also reached out to another coach with the position, and then they interviewed Champ for GM, and they got to interview another person. So we're all waiting at Raider Nation trying to figure out if he's getting it. But I feel like he's going to get the job. If Harbaugh is going over then...
Well, they're already talking that, you know, Max threatened to leave, Devontae threatened to leave, if they didn't.
Yeah, but the players don't have a say-so, and it's a thing. You know, the players can only, you know.
They don't have a say-so, but they could try and ask for a trade.
They definitely will. They can ask for a trade, but that doesn't give them any leverage. It doesn't give the org any or the higher-ups any leverage to say, you know, players can pick coaches all day, but that's not how it works. You know, and Max said the same thing about Rich Bisaccia. He was like, he was against Josh McDaniels, but wanted Rich Bisaccia. And probably would have been a good look, because look where Green Bay is right now, just with him being an assistant, you know? Not to take away from Matt LaFleur, but still. But players, you know, players can pick coaches all the time if they like, but can they get us to the promised land? And that's what we need. I like Antonio Pierce. I like him a lot. Absolutely. I feel like he's truly a Raider. I feel like he wants to be a Raider, but we got to see what our offense is going to look like. And we need a quarterback. And how are you going to be able to coach with the quarterback in that situation?
A quarterback, for sure. Yeah. And I feel like, and I think I read this in a blog somewhere, is that he's almost like bringing the Oakland Raiders and the Las Vegas Raiders together. Because, you know, there's been a lot of Oakland Raider fans that really haven't been riding with the team. Really, they were upset ever since they got moved here, that he's kind of like being this middle person and getting the Raider Nation to become whole again.
And that's great, but can we win and get to the promised land? I'm loving all of that, but I need us to get to the promised land. I'm about business.
Win. That's
we
the part
to go
right
to the playoffs
there.
Too. We want to be a juggernaut in the AFC West where it's not always Kansas City. Can we get there? That's what I want.
We get there? So this is what we're looking at for this weekend. We've got Saturday, Sunday. We only got 2 games each day. You're going to have the Texans at Baltimore and the Packers at the Niners. Then you've got the Bucks at the Lions and the Chiefs at the Bills.
Well, we can pick now because I already know what I'm doing.
All right, go for it. Let's see it.
I want Baltimore to come out of that game with the Texans.
Okay.
CJ Stroud, but I just want to see them go. I'm right. taking the Bills over the Chiefs because I don't want anybody else in the AFC West if it's not the Raiders.
Okay.
And I'm actually going to go with 7 seed Green Bay. You know, San Francisco's always been Green Bay's kryptonite for years.
Uh-huh.
That's with Aaron Rodgers. I want to see what it does with their Jordan Love. So I'm very curious. I'm going to roll with Green Bay on that. Not saying that they possibly could win, but you never know. Because even Kyle Shanahan said, man, we saw that game and we just had to change up everything. Because we were assuming right. that the Eagles were, or they were assuming that the Cowboys were going to go. And then right. for the bottom, you know, I have no dog in the fight, but I'd like to see Detroit just for the Cinderella story of it all. And for that.
I appreciate that.
That's a 66-year season ticket holder that was in the stands. I would love
Hello,
to see
that guy right there.
Right. Have a
66
moment.
Year. He's done watched the whole world and city change as a season ticket holder. He's seen yeah. every stadium, every move.
He deserves that it, man. If anything. He deserves
he
it.
He sure does. He sure does. Hey, listen, I got to roll with you on the Baltimore. It's not that I don't appreciate Texas and what they can do as a great young team. CJ Stroud is amazing. But when it comes to the Super Bowl, should the Niners win, the Texans aren't going to beat them.
No, they're not.
I need someone to be coming out the AFC that's going to take whoever comes. If the Niners come out the NFC, I need them to be taken down.
Absolutely, 100%.
Period.
And the thing of it is C-Mac, is C-Mac okay now? Is he not hurt?
I thought he was still good. I thought he was good. Was he hurt in the – I mean, I don't know. Well, they had a bye, so I'm assuming he is.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if he yeah. wasn't hurt or
I mean,
not.
They had the bye, so.
Yeah.
And then we got the Bucks, the Lions. I got to go with the Lions. You know, I've been feeling the Lions ever since Hard Knocks. I love Dan. I love Coach Dan. I think he's the player's coach of the century. Like, an amazing, amazing guy. I love what he says. Now, Chiefs, Bills. Man. I want to go Bills, but then I keep seeing Stephon Diggs in his jersey looking at the playing field when they lost their last time into the divisionals. And I'm just like, will they do it again? I mean, they had a great game last weekend, a great game. But I haven't seen the same Bills every single weekend. It's like they change. And then all of a sudden, you've got Stephon Diggs or Jared Cook or somebody else that's not up to par. I don't know.
We got to understand this Chiefs team is a totally different team. They're not the same Chiefs that we've been seeing.
And they're not at home. And they're not at home.
So, yeah, exactly. So, no.
I'm going to probably go Bills, although if I don't know what the line is on this game, but I'd probably take it if the Bills are favored in this, I might take the
Yeah.
I might take the Chiefs money or the Chiefs points or something. But, yeah, I don't know. I can't say because I lost all my bets this last weekend. So that's
yeah. I wasn't
all I
even
say.
Playing with none of that this weekend.
I couldn't.
Was not gonna go there.
I have nothing left.
I wasn't going.
I have
there.
Nothing left to do.
I left it all alone. I said I don't even know.
Donnell said that Love's gonna have 7 sacks on Saturday night. I mean,
you know what? Good luck with that.
I don't think he'll have 7 sacks.
I don't think he'll have 7 sacks.
Your line is good. Listen, your line is good. I just don't. I mean, Jordan can move. He got feet. He moves. We'll see.
Jordan, I mean, hey, listen, like I said, San Francisco's been Green Bay's kryptonite for quite some time, but that's with Aaron Rodgers. We got a different person out there now. So I don't know.
Kevin Ray, what's up? He said the game is at 3.5. Yeah, I might buy a couple points on that one, maybe. I think that Chiefs-Bills game is going to be close. I don't think it's going to be a blowout either way. So.
I don't know. That's debatable, too. I don't know.
Okay.
This is a wacky, wild kind of thing. None of this was predictable of what we saw. I'm just not. In 2024, it's been a lot of unpredicted, unprecedented things that we've
seen. Listen, I get it.
I never had my bingo card, and I'm not about to play with my money like that. I just can't do it.
Like my Huskies coach heading to Alabama. That was not on my 2024
exactly. So
bingo
that's what I'm
card.
Saying. Like you, I'm not going to play with my money. I mean, if I had somebody else's money to try to play a ticket with, maybe, but I'm not going to play these reindeer games right now.
It looks bad.
But the way this stuff is going, it's just heading in a weird direction. So I'm going to leave it alone. I'm just going to be a spectator and not stress out. I just want to see good, fair games.
Before we leave the football topics, I do want to give a shout out and a girl power to the Niners' wife's Kyle Kuzchek, his wife Kristen. She's the one that made the Taylor Swift puffy jacket that's now been all over the place. Well, she also made one for Brittany Mahomes. She made one of Brock Purdy for Deebo Samuel. She also made the Hutchinson one for what's his name from Twilight, Jacob or Taylor Lautner. Lautner, yes, him. Okay. It got delivered on the field to him because the FedEx and the weather there were so screwed up. He got that on the field. So I'll play a quick rule. Let me just show you this because what she does is amazing. And I would love to get, do I not have it on here? Where'd I put it? Oh, there we go. It's here. I just got to find it. Like legit sick. And if you go to her Instagram, like she's basically made her outfits for every game that she goes to for the Niners too.
And they're $1,000 now.
Talk about talent. That girl. Yeah. Woo.
And they're $1,000 now since Taylor put it on.
Of course they are.
You know, it reminds me of a little bit of the Ambush collabs with the, reminds me of the Ambush with the NBA collabs that they were doing with the puffy type style.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, we got to talk about some of this Vegas sports news because I know
most of the
football community here in Las Vegas has gone off and are in full enjoyment and excitement because of him. Or I'm sorry, wrong picture. Hello. We'll get to him later. Jose Bautista from the former Toronto Blue Jay. Now, owner or principal owner for the Las Vegas Lights, which is amazing. We had the same guy, Brett, what's his face?
Lashbrook. But can you believe what baseball money can get you? Do you see what it can get you?
But if you would have read his investments, this man already invested in a couple things and already sold them off because they got so great. And so he's just got all this extra recycled money. Now he's a principal owner in the Lights. And he's excited. I'm excited to see what he does because I know we all know the Lights this last year or two have needed some great changes, and maybe now we're finally going to see some of those come to fruition.
Yeah, one can hope.
One can hope.
Yeah, one can hope.
We got to talk about our flower. You know, even though he's not with us anymore, he's still with us. 552 wins, second all time career. Wins as a goaltender, second in the NHL, which is amazing. He was on Pat McAfee this morning, and it was cool to listen to him. He asked him kind of the same kind of questions as people have been asking, like the Jason Kelsey's, like, you know, is it your time? And when do you know it's going to be over? When do you know it's? He's like, I'm just having fun. He's just, you know, body's getting beat up, but he's still enjoying it. So go for it, Flower.
Yeah.
Jeez. Also, regarding our Vegas Golden Knights, can we give it up for Maverick, though?
Maverick. Oh. Maverick is so cute. Is he a golden retriever?
He's a golden retriever. I'm just kind of a little bummed that he's only going to be there for about 18 months because this is part of his training for, what do you call it? The
assistant.
Yeah, for the assist.
Assistant, like the, you know. The.
Why can't I come up with, why can't the words...
Like service dog. Like he's going to be an service dog. And he's
Yes. So he's getting trained. This is part of his 18th month training.
Yeah.
And how lucky did he get? Look at dog on ice, dog with his own jersey. They're selling t-shirts at the Arsenal now that have canine on it with Maverick. I'm lucky.
That's cute. It's going to be such a great look. I love it.
It is going to be really cute. Shout out both to the UNLV Lady Rebels as well as the Running Rebels, both winning yesterday and today. Reading Rebels took down Boise State last night and broke their 22-game home streak, which was an amazing game. I actually caught that one because there was nothing else on TV last night. And then the ladies had like an early game. They played the Aztecs. They won earlier this afternoon. They're actually going to have a home game on Saturday, the 20th, versus the Aztecs. Or, I'm sorry, versus New Mexico. So, and they are still number 25 in the nation.
Yeah, they're killing it. What can you say?
I got to get out there.
Yeah, you have to. We have to. We must. Yeah. Before it's too late. Yeah.
And then I was blown away by the news of the Warriors assistant coach that passed away.
Yeah, like this is devastating because they had a game tonight and they were in Utah and they were with, he was with the team at, from what I understand, at dinner and had this.
Yeah, they had a dinner meeting yesterday on Tuesday. Yeah,
yesterday. And had a medical episode. I mean, you just, and he was only 46.
You never know when you're, and I guess, you know, I just.
I mean, yeah, rumors of a heart attack. They're saying all these different speculative things. But
so sad.
Either way, the man ain't here. And it's young, unfortunate. And it's
emergency, like, how much more can heart attack. And then yeah, you're not like, even at home, like with family. You're on the road in Utah. I just.
My thing is, how much more can this team take with all the different devastating blows? Draymond getting spinning.
Well, then you got Draymond on his podcast saying that he doesn't, he's not worried about trades. Like, why would he's not gonna get traded? I hope I don't get traded. Like,
what? Well, he needs to get traded. How about that? He made Klay Thompson.
What's your mom think on that part? You know, I know she's your big Warriors fan in the house.
Oh, she is. I feel like she thinks they both need to go and there needs to be a shakeup with the team. And the fact that Steve Kerr is part of the problem of not developing these young Titos that sit on the bench ready to play and changing right. their game, and a lot of them are scared to shoot because of the vets and all of that kind of stuff. Well, Klay and Dre are not the same two players that they've been.
And they're getting old.
And they're getting older.
I mean, not saying that they can't do anything, but you guys need to bring some more people around them. Ain't
really, like, what's going on? If I was, what's his name? Joe Lacob.
Okay.
I would have a meeting with Steph Curry and lay it all out. Like, listen. You guys have been like brothers, and I get that. But we are going to have to make some effective changes in order for the franchise to be this
time to start
team that we won four championships in recent times. We need to keep that same consistency going. Steph has not lost his game. He will always be that guy. Yeah. But your supporting cast,
not supporting as much.
They're not supporting.
They're not supporting as much. Not supporting. At all.
The supporting cast is not there. And Wiggins, don't even get me started on him. And don't get my mom started on him. She might go into another little thing. I don't even
want to
mention it.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, we won't do it. So, we did have one big trade, of course. We saw the Pacers acquired Pascal
Siakam. That's kind of interesting, too, especially with me having him on the Fantasy League.
Oh, not you do?
Change.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I feel like it's a good look, maybe not for right now, but I think it's better off there than he was at the Raptors, personally.
He was a face in the Raptors, but we'll see what it says.
Everybody's a face somewhere. You also got Indianapolis is hosting the NBA All-Star Weekend this year. Indianapolis Airport put up a whole full court basketball court in the airport. So the frequent flyers, the fans, whoever's in there can show off the love for the basketball and the All-Star.
Boy, no one's going to be able to leave the airport then.
They're going to have one-on-one games. Look, if there's any delayed flights, there's going to be some hot 24 fitness basketball action. Lifetime. Right. They have some Lifetime games up in that joint.
Right.
Listen, that's crazy. Also announced was the All-Star 2026 will be going to Los Angeles to the Clippers new, they call it the Dome.
Mm.
The Intuit Dome. And just for reference, I needed to play this one real quick because are you paying for these tickets?
So those it's like seats? A sphere. It's almost like the sphere, but...
But your seats are almost are higher than the actual the jumbo screen. So what they do is, I guess it's called the wall. The wall is supposedly 51 rows. Where supposedly they're going to try and make it where it's Clippers fans only, where you can only wear Clippers gear, you can only cheer for Clippers, and you're only supposed to be able to sell tickets to Clippers within the Clippers ticket marketplace.
Oh, good luck with that.
Lakers can't even do that. You think they're going to be able to do that? Come on.
What's Clipper Darryl have to say about all of this? Is he all for this?
I mean, that's just wild. First of all, if I had to be in that top 10 rows there from 40 to 50, I don't even want to be there. Why would I want to watch that
vertigo
game
looking at the like video that you just posted? I literally got vertigo just looking at the video you just posted. I can't be up that high. I was looking at that thing like, what? No.
Not happening, right?
Absolutely no.
Yeah, I don't even know what that hike is like. I guess you're gonna have good knees, good ankles, and maybe
don't even talk about it. I'm just thinking as I'm rubbing my knee as you said that. No, guess I won't be seeing it. No way.
I won't need those seats, that's for sure. Mm-mm. Hey, listen. And then also, because I didn't do any sneakers, I need to have a little fashion piece in here. But, you know, Shiloh and Shador Sanders were in the Louis Vuitton fall.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
What a nice little look for them.
You know, they're busy making their side money, you know?
Yeah, they got to. I mean you need to stay current. You need to stay relevant. And this is,
I'm not gonna lie, these are my colors, though. I love me some orange. I love me some forest green. So I love these colors. I just, you know,
yeah,
little man tassel bag is a little much for me, but it looked good. I know people are talking with the new.
I don't know why they're carrying these bags. I don't know what they need in the bags, but I need to ask a guy that has a camera bag. What's all?
I mean, you know, I get it. Like, it's one thing when it's a pool party and you got to carry your extra stuff because, you know, it's, you don't got pockets and pants and stuff. But when you got a vest and a jacket and, you know, full on jeans, what are you carrying that you
even
can't
all
get
of that?
Pocket?
If I'm telling you something and I'm dead serious, if I see a man with any of those bags, if I'm with them, I'm giving them my stuff. You know, I don't want to carry my purse, my shoulder.
Right here, have this.
Here, have this. Hold this. Put all that in there.
Take my these wallet, keys for me. Lipsticks.
Yes. Keep all that in there for me. And let's try not to separate. Take my phone. Take my this. Yeah. Keep all of that.
Right.
Get you my
charger.
Carry
take the charger. Thank
all.
You.
Yeah, you want to carry a carry-all, you carry a carry-all then. Carry it all, because I don't need it. Hands-free to go through racks and pull clothes and out. Like, I can have freedom now.
Just follow behind me and hold this for me. Mm-hmm. Put it in your pouch. Thanks.
Yeah. Can you hold this for me?
Can I get my chapstick real quick? I know it's in your pouch.
Right.
Hey, before we go though, a few more girl powers. We got to give it to Juju Watkins again. This girl, she has her ninth Pac-12 Freshman of the Week honors on Monday. USC also took down UCLA. I know Cheryl Miller was in the house. There were a few other USC alumni from women's basketball that were there just congratulating the team and all they've been doing and all they are, because what they are doing is amazing. And Juju, as a freshman, is on top of all that. Like, really, really amazing.
Incredible.
And we got to give it for, of course, Caitlin Clark again, because she moved into fourth place for the NCAA women's basketball career scoring passing. So she passed Brittany Griner. She still has Jackie Stiles, Kelsey Mitchell, and of course, the number one, Kelsey Plum, to beat. But she's not that far off. I mean, she's got 3,300 points. She averages 31 points a game.
She's the absolute. I'm telling you, she really is. It's not like,
it's almost like you feel bad that she has to leave college. Like, what? I don't know.
Well, yeah, you do for Iowa because they ain't got nothing else going on.
Yeah,
but when she gets into WNBA or goes wherever, it's gonna be just a wrap.
It's just wild to see, and I feel bad for like UNLV athletics because we're not. I mean, the men aren't that great right now, but the women are. But you go watching the men's Boise State game in Boise State, it was full in that arena with fans. Watching Iowa and watching their women's basketball get full. It just is like, dang. Like, I guess this is what happens when you live in a smaller town where there's not
absolutely
a lot to do on weekends or no other sports.
This is what they thrive on. This is like their Super Bowl. So
it sucks that our, you know, that the UNLV ladies have to sports or the strip traffic or construction, because, you know, I've even said I don't want to go to the game today because there's construction. I don't feel like driving down.
But I mean, the thing of it is Vegas is just such a distraction of everything. There's so much going on with the weekend and week events that it's hard to pick what you're going to do for that day. Like, you're either going to focus on going to the Lady Rebels game, or you're going to go to a concert, or you're going to go do this, or you're going to go do this. We're just a playground. So with the playground atmosphere, we're not going to get all of that rah-rah.
Everything. And we still got the G League here. And I've been trying to, I keep forgetting to go to those games. And I just, you know, lives, and you just don't make it to Henderson.
Yeah, it's just, again, it's just a lot of entertainment distractions. It's very easy to do that.
Hey, what's up to Jorge? Checking in. Hey, hey, our guy B. Sal. Happy 2024, busy man.
Happy 2024. He was MC at the parade. I want to know how that went. That was. It looked like it was a really good MLKJ parade, too.
They had over 200 entries.
That's good.
Ridiculous.
That's really good.
I watched it from home, but it did look like there was a lot of people there. Yeah, and the weather actually cooperated. It wasn't super crazy,
right?
From what I could see on TV, exactly. But maybe Brian knows more. Maybe he was bundled up. And last but not least, we got it. We know we've talked about the Women's National Soccer League, the NWSL. Before, we've talked about some of the pay rates. Well, this one just took the cake. So Mallory Swanson, who's also happens to be the wife of the Chicago Cubs, Dansby Swanson. So she just got re-signed a deal with Chicago Red Stars there. $2 million for 4 years, a fifth year option. She's making like over $400,000 a year for the duration of her contract. She just outdid when we talked about Houston Dash's Maria Sanchez, who had the $1.5 million deal. Now we've got a $2 million deal.
Hello. Who's going to get three?
Let's go. Listen.
Hey, wait.
At this point, soccer and baseball is the way to go right now. I mean,
yeah, way to contribute to the household, lady.
Hello, for real. Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
Brian said weather was great.
I love him. Yeah, hey, that's good. Definitely. I was very excited to see that he was out there for the emceeing of that. Absolutely. And being part of the parade and experience. So that's good.
Yep.
Being born and raised here, I can take my memories back to MLK Day parades when they used to be Fremont Street before the canopy. Used to have a huge turnout back then as a child.
Okay.
Used to love seeing all the hot steppers and the bands. And then being in school and being in the marching band, participating in Martin Luther King Jr. Parade, representing Cheyenne and Western and even Brindley Junior High. It was just like kind of one of those great things. So the nostalgia of seeing that on that day, I was watching it on my phone live stream at work. It was like, oh my God, what a turnout. And then to see professional teams actively having floats. Like the Raiders float.
And people that even came in from out of state to be part of the parade.
Right. And I think it was just great. That's good. I'm glad he had a great experience with that. It's awesome.
That's good. Yeah. Well, we miss you, B. Sal. We do watch you. We catch up with you then. Hey, guys, that's our show. We're just going to keep it short and sweet today. We appreciate everybody. We hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. Hey, listen, football is over soon. So let's just enjoy what little left we have.
As best as we can, but I got basketball I'm on right now. My Lakers won tonight, so I'm good about that.
Good. I'm trying to force myself to get back into watching. It's been hard. I just haven't been able to concentrate.
Well, you're not going to have a choice anymore after a few weeks.
Basically, I watched the Rebels game last night thinking like that was it. That was all I could
do. Well, it's time because you got to get into the college games. March Madness is coming up. Let's make sure we don't have and the women's March Madness.
Well, I'm always good for March Madness. Like I'm always in the loop when it's getting to March Madness. It's kind of like baseball. Like I watch it throughout the season, but when it's playoff time, same with March Madness. I'm watching it. I'm keeping up with like highs and lows. But come to like February and stuff.
Yeah, I'm just trying to not have a bracket bust right out of the gate this time. Like I need no sleeper schools. Like I need to see what's going on. And I have to start focusing and paying attention.
Get your focus on. All right. Okay. Everybody that joined in today, we appreciate you. We missed some of your faces and some of your words and kind encouragements. But thanks for tapping in with us. We'll see y'all next week. Have a good weekend and all that.
Have a great weekend.